Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A local organization makes a presentation this Saturday to assist caregivers of patients with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and dementia. Project Found shares about resources as part of the program. Dr. Ruth Smith is with Highland Presbyterian Church, which is hosting the event. Dr. Adipol Kwanliang is assisting in the program. They both join me in studio. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for being here. Adipol, first, tell us about Project Found and what's going to be taking place.
Project Found, me and Dr. Karen Fry from Gerontology Department, we received the grant from U.S. Department of Justice this year. The two main goals of this project is the first one, we train the law enforcement officer how to interact with people with dementia and Alzheimer. This year, we already trained 60 police officers around our region already, and we plan to train police officer again next year. The second goal is register people suffering from dementia and Alzheimer into the American Alzheimer Association called the Project Safe Return. It's free for them because the grant is already covered for it.
So this is pretty unique. We have the law enforcement prepared in case of the event where they are in contact with a person suffering one of these diseases.
Yes, definitely.
And now, I guess, Ruth, we're kind of turning our attention to the other side, and that being caregivers, family members of those suffering from these diseases, and being able to prepare them in case of an emergency. Tell us about what's going to be going on at Highland Cafe.
Sure. About 4 months ago, Highland Presbyterian Church began a project called Highland Cafe. It's modeled on the same type of thing that goes on in England. And what we do is once a month we invite people who, families members with family members who have Alzheimer's or caretakers to come to Highland, have lunch, and simply share with each other their experiences and their needs and ideas. And it's a good way to get some. It's a very stressful situation for most people, and it's a nice way for them to share their stress with other people who've been in the same position. So because we do this on a monthly basis, we partnered with Adipol and Karen and suggested that they might want to come this month and sign people up for Project Found, and that way they'd have a place to come and they'd start getting together. And so we're doing that this coming Saturday at 11 o'clock at Highland Presbyterian Church.
Yeah. Adipol, tell us more about, it's actually going to be a bracelet that's going to contain personal information with these patients?
The loved one going to register people with Alzheimer into the American Association of Alzheimer. They require a lot of information. As you know, that 6 in 10 people suffering with Alzheimer will wander. So it's very difficult for the law enforcement officer if they don't have those information. Those information, for example, you know, where they have lived in the past, what their job in the past, because people suffering with dementia and Alzheimer, they may have some certain memory in the past, and when they wander, they might end up in, you know, their old house or old office. And it's very important because if you can find them within 24 hours, the result is more than likely very serious or death.
Ruth, this is, it sounds like a grassroots project that's evolved at Highland, and some of the conversation, I'm sure, one of the topics of the possibility of wandering. Share on some of the conversation, some of the concerns that we hear in local circles.
We have, well, as I'm sure every church does, we have some members who are indeed caring for relatives or family, other family members or friends who are suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia or Parkinson's. And so we wanted to reach out to our people, but also to make it broader and talk to other people across the city and the region, because we know this is a concern. And to my knowledge, there is no other support group let's say, for these caretakers.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned in early before we came on with the interview, the conversation, we were talking about trends, trends in our area, trends across the state. We don't see things going down, unfortunately.
Apparently not, and I don't think we'd have the grant if this were not a serious issue in this region.
Yeah, definitely. Right now, we have about 5 million people suffering with Alzheimer's, and by 2025, we expect to increase about 40% or 7.1 million. Right now, Americans develop Alzheimer's every 68 seconds, and we expect, you know, by 2025, every 23 seconds, people in the U.S. develop the symptom of Alzheimer's.
And I take it out of polling conversations with Karen Fry, really, you can't really have a specific regimen of therapy. Every case, I would imagine, has to be customized for the individual.
Sadly, we don't. Right now, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S., but it's only disease that we are unable to stop, prevent, or cure it.
Well, Ruth, when we talk about what's going to be taking place, it is a luncheon coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
So how can folks find out more about coming by and attending?
Well, the program will begin at 11 o'clock at Highland Presbyterian Church. We're on Wellerman Road, right next to Highland Elementary School. And in order to find out more information or directions, the simplest thing is simply to call the church. If you get an answering machine, someone will call you back and give you more information.
Just an excellent opportunity to be able to get this bracelet. And Adipole, if someone can simply not make it or attend this Saturday, how can they find out more about Project Found, getting in touch with you or the departments here at ULM?
Yeah, definitely. They can call us at the gerontology department. You can look at the ULM website for our department number and ask for information about Project Found, and we're more than likely to, you know, register and help the loved one with people with suffering with Alzheimer's and dementia into our program.
Dr. Adipole Kwan-Leong and Dr. Ruth Smith with Project Found, and the meeting coming up this Saturday in the luncheon. You can find out more about the free monitoring bracelet. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.